Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And one of the guys who survived there for a long time. In fact, he was born there. Were you born in the district itself?
Yes, I was born at Sibley Hospital, which is on North Capitol Street.
There you go. David Lightman is with us, McClatchy Newspaper, D.C. And golly, where to begin? Brian, you want to start?
Well, I mean, first of all, I've been doing a deep dive on this Robert Kagan piece in the Washington Post, but we don't have time to talk about that.
It's okay.
Insane.
Worth looking at, though?
It is. Okay. It is. Regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, it's it's worth looking at. But I guess we should start. I don't know. You know, David, this I think that a lot of fronts, you know, Democrat, Republican can look at what's happening at the border and say we need to do something different. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We need to fix. You can't fix it because no president has fixed it. Right. No. But no. Clearly it's getting away from us.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many questions here. Starting from the beginning, how did this erupt in the first place? It's like here, you know, outside of Texas, we woke up and, oh, my God, all these people are in the water and at the border and they're, where did this come from? I mean, nobody saw this coming? Nobody. Well, nobody could. Where is our government?
David, the other weird thing is that, you know, heretofore it's generally, although there have been people of other nationalities showing up, but primarily Central America, South America. I mean, that's where everybody's coming from. You can walk. But now all of a sudden the Haitians show up and you go, wait a minute. It's an island. It's quite a ways. If you're going to swim to Venezuela, it's quite a ways. So how did they end up here?
Exactly. And again, you know, how did this happen? Why didn't our government see this coming? I mean, it's not like somebody airlifted them to the border one day.
So far as we know, no.
As far as we know, yeah. So where are the authorities on this? And now that it's happening, they seem to have, well, now finally they're devising a strategy, but they seem to have none other than forcing them back in the water. Now they're deporting them all. But it's interesting. Not that we have time for this, but the Biden policy on this, if it, in fact it could be called a policy, you could argue it's not that much different from the Trump strategy on all this. There's not that much difference here.
No.
Well, I mean, the difference is basically Trump really tried to create, like, whether they were legal or illegal or real deterrence to even trying, and that certainly – That doesn't seem to be being done. But notwithstanding all of that, David, I mean, if you have thousands of people, like, it's hard to manage them without spending billions if you want to do it in a humanitarian way, right? I mean, basically, it's thousands of people, so there's going to be so many problems attendant to it.
Oh, my God, you could lose. But, you know, and you sort of suggested the flip side of this. These people, you know, they're fleeing a terrible situation, as you know. And where's the compassion? Is there?
Well, but the other part about this thing, and according to the New York Times, is that a lot of these people had left Haiti you know, back when the big earthquake hit, and I can't remember when that was, a long time ago. So they'd been away from Haiti for a long time. So these were not specifically fleeing the remnants or the aftermath of the hurricane. These guys have been living in Chile and places.
Right, but why did they suddenly
I don't know.
Surge towards the United States? That's the part
that's a good question.
Isn't clear. There's so many questions here, and again, I keep coming back to this idea, and this is the journalistic question.
There you are.
Why didn't the government know about this?
Right.
Well,
yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, if you can get into the United States, it's a, you know, they'll be taken care of for the most part. And
definitely so, an improvement, yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about, I mean, you know, Ray and I touched on this earlier, excuse me, when it comes to, excuse me, the spending package or infrastructure, mm-hmm. It doesn't seem progressive versus moderates and Democrats. It seems like there's like four different factions.
It's
oh,
true.
My God, this is like, you know, Europe in 1848 or something.
Hey, that was a good time, yeah.
Well, see how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see if I can do this without boring everybody to death.
They won't.
They're supposed to vote on the infrastructure package in the House on Monday.
Okay.
At the moment, that's still on. No, nobody really thinks it's going to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if they vote sometime next week, number one. Number two, the big $3.5 trillion package, all the child care, Medicare, et cetera. The budget committee in the House is going to meet Saturday and draw up a bill, but that bill...
Yeah.
It's not going to have much in it. Okay, and then the big one is this. The government runs out of money on next Thursday.
Oh, God.
And unless something's done, we're in shutdown mode. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll figure out something the night of September 29th or dinner time September 30th, but that's the one really staring at
me. I know.
Right now.
And by the way, you know, as you've reported on McClatchy any number of times, sometimes you can at least put this off by doing a continuing resolution. Would that work in this case?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. They're talking about punting all this till December 3rd.
Okay.
Or sometime in December. Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. But then you got the debt limit, and that's next month's problem. You know, and I'm certainly not an original thought with me, but I wonder, and you must hear this from listeners who say, you know, forgetting all the nuances and details of who's doing what, why can't Washington work the way it's supposed to? You know, here we go again. This has been going on for 30 years now. I mean, forget all the nuances, but why in the world is it that we, you know, that Washington's fighting over a debt limit and a shutdown?
I'll editorialize for a second. If we could spend what we take in and not go crazy with our spending, maybe things would be different. But anyway, I really want to get in before we go on these subpoenas.
Will they
be honored? And, you know, because there's a lot of thought. I mean, this is a real referendum on, you know, how the system works, right?
Yeah, the subpoena to Mark Meadows, the former Trump chief of staff, I suspect you're going to hear claims of executive privilege there.
Okay.
So that's going to be a battle for the courts. The others, the guy from the Intelligence Committee, that's a congressional matter. He's upset because he said, why didn't you ask me to testify voluntarily?
What about Bannon?
Bannon, again, there may be an executive privilege matter there, but Bannon was working, I guess, for Breitbart at the time. And then trying to think the fourth, the Scavino. Yeah, there's executive privilege again.
Okay.
He ran the social media operation. Yeah, this drama is just beginning.
Hey, David, yesterday, I think it was, by order of a court, a lot of the video of January 6th was released.
Yeah.
And apparently it doesn't look as – well, depending on how you interpret it, that's kind of up to you. But, I mean, it wasn't as vicious as you thought it was. There were some scenes in there a little dicey. But does that make any difference whatsoever?
No. I mean, sure, you can find situations where people were peacefully protesting outside, but come on.
Well, even inside, same thing, David. Some of these guys are just tourists.
They threaten people. You know what happened.
Well, you were there, and you know what it's like, and you took a look at the aftermath.
It was vicious. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, hell. Let's see. Anything else that we should cover here? And by the way, is Trump still president? Because, I mean, it seems to me Adam Schiff and others didn't get the memo, and so it's still all about Trump. He's driving American policy.
It's funny. You go turn on the late-night talk shows, and Kimmel and Fallon, they're all still joking about Trump. I know. The guy knows how to command attention.
Well, listen, go read the Kagan piece. I mean,
see, there you go.
I'll do that.
I mean, I've changed my mind a bit whether he's going to run, maybe. I think.
Really?
I think I have.
I think if he thinks he can win, he'll run.
Yeah.
Well, if Biden continues to trend the way he's trending, I mean, he's
right.
Very vulnerable, and there's nobody behind him. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's certainly, and with these voting laws, I mean, things are there. It's in place.
It is in place, but Trump's going to tease us right on through whatever the filing deadline is for
Iowa. He's been good at that. He's been good at that in the past.
He knows how to command attention.
All right, big guy. Hey, Dave, it's always great talking to you.
Pleasure. Have a good weekend. Right.
That is McClatchy, D.C.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.